Ayyub Salam, Imam Hussein's younger and loyal brother, Salawat. Abbas died as a martyr or shaheed. In the Battle of Karbala, Abbas was martyred when he bravely tried to get water for the thirsty children. Before that, Abbas wanted to seek permission from Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, to go to the battlefield and give his life for his religion and the Imam. He was denied that. The Imam said to Hazrat Abbas that they were in Karbala to save Islam and not to fight. Finally, the Imam and his brave brother go to get the children some water only. Abbas, as always, obeyed his brother, who he considered his master, and went to the river with a mission not to fight the enemies of Islam. When he reached River Farak, the group of soldiers guarding the river fled for their lives due to Mullah Abbas's fear. They hid in some trees to surprise and then to kill Abbas from behind. Abbas finally got the water bank, or mashk, with the river water, looking at the tents of Imam's family. He took water in his hands and brought them close to his lips. He looked towards the Khayyam and remembered Sakina and the other children waiting for water, crying out, Al-Atash, Al-Atash, meaning, we are thirsty, we are thirsty. He filled the bag with water and headed back by a shorter way to the campsite. When my brave and loyal Mullah Abbas, alayhi salam, came to that certain area, the enemy attacked him from behind and cut off one of his arms. Mullah held the water bag in his other arm. The cruel enemy struck him again and cut off his other arm too. At this, my loyal Mullah Abbas held on to the bag with his teeth. But alas, Abbas never reached the campground of his holy master. Finally, someone shot an arrow at the water bag. As the water started to come out of the mosque, Abbas's all hopes to bring the water to the thirsty children of Imam died down with that. Now, he was attacked from all sides with arrows, swords, and spears. He was hit on his head and could not stay on his horse any longer. At this, Abbas let out a scream that his master, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, heard with such great sorrow that he completely lost all his strength and could not even stand. He had lost the commander of his army. Imam Hussein alayhi salam went to the battlefield looking for his brother. On his way, he found his arms and reached Abbas, with tears flowing from his eyes. Abbas, Imam alayhi salam, was extremely sad to see his brother in that condition. Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam requested Imam not to take his body to the campsite as he felt embarrassed of being unable to bring water for Sakina and the rest of the children. Hazrat Imam Hussein alayhi salam said to his brother, Oh Abbas, please call me brother for once, while he held Abbas in his lap. Abbas, at this point, said his very last words, Oh brother, tell Sakina I am very sorry for not keeping the promise I made. The thirst-stricken children never got their water. Imam Hussein lost his brother. If the Imam alayhi salam had let Abbas go to the battlefield, Abbas would have killed the enemies of the Ahlulbayt. This was, however, not my peace-loving Imam's objective. Imam Hussein alayhi salam instead won in our religion, Islam, to be saved from the rulers of that time and until the day of judgment, who were Munafiqs and Kufar.